Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Entertainment Now podcast. My name is Nick.
I'm Ian.
Like always, if you're watching this on YouTube, I guess I should say that I am behind. I think I've only had the first two episodes of this season up on YouTube. And this is episode five, I think. So I missed a couple episodes. So I hopefully soon I'll be caught up. I will say the best way to always listen to the show is on your favorite podcast app. But everything is up on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you give us the thumbs up and drop us a comment and all that YouTube-y kind of stuff. What the heck is going on, man?
Nothing. I got this sinus thing that I can't seem to shake, but other than that,
Yeah. Seems to be going around, man. I've had a lot of patients like that lately, so.
it's just the drainage, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's making me all congested. I'm not sick. I just can't seem to shake this sinus
Yeah.
stuff, but
Yeah. Mady had COVID a couple weeks ago, so she got over that I think just like a couple of days before we recorded in person the last time. She was getting over it. Yeah, I don't know. Shit's all the respiratory shit's going on. It's that time of year. January, February is when everyone gets all that respiratory bullshit, but I guess I should say we are recording this on Friday. Unfortunately, the news broke this afternoon that Carl Weathers died. I'm not sure if you saw
No,
that
I didn't.
headline. Yes, Carl Weathers died this afternoon. Of course, an incredible actor. He was in Star Wars, of course, Rocky, which is one of my favorite movie series of all time.
Predator.
Just a great actor, Predator. Yeah, just so many great iconic roles that yeah, unfortunately it
He
yeah,
was
I'm
Action Jackson too.
yeah. Not sure exactly what happened. I just saw the headline. I posted it on the if you do follow the Entertainment Now podcast on Facebook, I did post about it on there, which apparently Ian does not follow us on there.
No, I mean, I watched the news and everything. Nothing was even said, so.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but he was a great actor, and I don't think he really got the credit that he deserved for being as good as he was. Because he played literally like he played these iconic like second characters, like you said in Predator. He obviously he wasn't the main character in Predator. He wasn't the main character in Rocky either, but I think both of those movies would have been worse without Carl Weathers in them.
Correct. Well, and he was just starting to like take on directorial roles with Star Wars. He was, I mean, you never know when with actors, they're always promoting the project because they're part of the project. But I got the impression that he was maybe not necessarily a Star Wars fan, but working with the people he was working with within Star Wars, Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau, and getting the opportunity to be allowed to direct, try his hand at directing. It seemed like he was really kind of enjoying this whole Star Wars gig. So that, yeah, that's really sad. I had no idea. That is complete news to me. So,
Well, apparently I'm breaking stuff to Ian.
yes, you are.
I did have something else I wanted to talk about, and we have talked about this on the podcast in a long time. And that's is old people doing old people things on social media. Something I was getting a kick out of.
What did I
I
do
was.
this time?
No, it's not you. It's not you. So
Okay.
I'm in this Facebook group for like my the town I live in, right? And I was just kind of scrolling through Facebook before we started recording, and there's a comment that with no context. All it says is, "Do you still live in Colorado?" And I was like, "What the fuck?" So everyone's like cracking on this guy, like making jokes about it in the comments. And of course, he deleted the post after that. And then, like right after that, he posted something else, and all he said is, "Now, what do you think?
So
What do we think about what?"
he keeps problem is he's probably got too many windows open. Too many things going on, and he keeps, 'cause I mean, I think we've all been guilty of sending the wrong message, 'cause you're texting two or three people at once, and you send a message like, oh shit, that wasn't meant for them. But I get the
I will
impression
say
that's
first off, I have probably only ever done that, I think maybe once, because I am like psychotic about, first off, rereading what I write before I hit send on anything, and also double checking that I'm sending it to the right person. Especially when I'm like if there's a group email, you see people do this stupid shit at work all the time. Like there's a, you know, someone sends an email out to everyone in the department, and then there's always that one old person that responds to everybody. Like
Right.
so,
Oh no, it's not just old people when it comes to those
I know that,
group
but.
emails. I mean, we most of the people we work with are in their 20s and they do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, I don't see the emails from the clerical side of it, but
Oh,
I see the emails from the nursing side of it. And it generally is like the old people that have been there way too long that maybe don't know the way around technology all that well. But so anyway,
right.
I clicked on this guy's profile because I'm like, I don't live in a really small, I don't live in a really big town. Like a lot of people in this town, I think, share the same DNA. But But that's not what we're here to talk about. I guess before we get on the topic, was there anything else you want to talk about, Ian? I give you this opportunity
Well,
to say whatever you want every episode, but
I mean, not really. I'm the whole Taylor Swift thing I keep going back and forth on. Not
what
because,
about
well, just so everyone's up in arms because I mean, they're accusing the situation of being what? She's like a plant for the, I don't know, something or other, some conspiracy theory.
really?
Oh yeah, they're going up there. Yeah, I guess it's been all over the place. The right wing has been going nuts. One guy was like, he goes, "You have your Swifties, we have our Bobies." I'm assuming he's referring to Lauren Boebert.
Dude, I'm gonna say right now, like there was this argument on, I saw this like conversation on social media, you know, I think it was this morning I saw it. It was this morning or yesterday, about whether or not Joe Rogan is more popular than Taylor Swift. Because Joe Rogan has like 18 million followers on Instagram, I think it is. Do you know how many Taylor Swift has?
Ten
About
quadrillion.
Over 270 million fucking subscribers or followers on Instagram. Like it's just the most like if she's, I mean, I'm gonna say this, if she's like some kind of plant for some reason, she's a really good plant because a lot of people fucking follow her.
Well, just something to do with like, because obviously she's more of a leftist. She's pro Biden or at least anti-Trump.
Yeah.
And
She
it's something to do with that. I mean, that there's she's trying to put political shift the political spectrum. I don't know. It's hard to remember crazy like that, but I personally don't understand why it, so you know me, I'm not a football person, but ever since her and Kelsey started dating, it seems
Travis
like it,
Kelce.
yeah, it seems to me like you see all these articles about Taylor Swift at the game. Who fucking cares?
Hey, I'm gonna
She's
show. I'm gonna,
there
hold
to
on real quick,
support her
Ian.
boyfriend, that's great, but who fucking cares?
Hold
It's
on.
not about the sport,
I know. So people always bring that up about them showing her. So a football game is what, about three and a half hours on TV? You know what the average length of, you know the average length of a time during a football game that Taylor Swift has been shown?
No, because I don't watch the games. I have to deal with all the
32
aftermath.
seconds.
I'm just
And
saying,
it's
it's the stuff afterward. It's all the press and stuff about it. And it's like, I don't care, but that's kind of my point. It's like, why does anyone else?
yeah.
That's
Are
the
you
problem I have
well,
with.
in what aspect are you talking about? Are you talking about the
Well,
media? Because
so
the media obviously is gonna push it because she's the most popular musician on earth. So obviously the media is gonna have an interest in it. The NFL has an interest in it because she brings a gigantic fan base, new fan base into football. Like
potential
she
fan base, because as soon as she stops going to the games or they break up, whichever comes first,
It
that
doesn't
fan base
matter. I mean,
disappears.
like she's raised the value of the Kansas City Chiefs by like $32 million or some shit like that. You know, I mean, Republicans hate her, A, because she's a successful woman, B, because she is a woman, C, because she speaks her mind, D, because she is a Democrat.
Well, that's what
And E,
mainly.
because she's dating Mr. Pfizer. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That there was something to do with that too. That, they were put together by the Democratic Party to, I don't know, conspire to sell us pharmaceuticals and make us vote Democrat. I don't know. I don't know.
Like,
I
I
don't
take
know.
for I do both of those anyway, so
Right.
mission accomplished. Yeah, I just
Accomplished. Accomplished.
accomplished
Yeah.
accomplished
Yeah, I don't know. I just like I said, I just don't fucking care. Either way, whether or not she's there, I'm not watching the game, so it doesn't fucking matter to me. But it's like you go to any news site, it's like it's the headline article. I'm like, who fucking cares?
So here's the thing that gets me about it. Like, whenever they show a sporting event in Michigan, like a big sporting event, they will show Eminem. He's at a lot of the games. In the 80s and 90s,
Was Seager.
Jack Nicholson was at every fucking Lakers home game, and they showed
Right.
Jack Nicholson every single time.
Right.
There was never anything about that. There's celebrities at like every sporting event, and they always show them on there.
On
They
the
just
yeah, but
they
they show him at the game, but it's not like a big like it doesn't take over the news cycle every week afterward, whether or not she
it
flew
does
in,
like
she
it doesn't
flew
take
in at
over like they like seriously, I don't know what you watch, but like it's mentioned, but it's
it,
not
I mean,
like.
it pops up just in like my Google feed. It
Well,
pops up in my Facebook feed. It pops, it should they show it on local news.
that's targeted stuff. That's targeted towards you. You
Why
obviously
is it
clicked on something.
targeted?
You
I've
obviously clicked
never.
on something somewhere.
No, yeah, I must have clicked on something saying stuff I don't give two shits about.
Because
At some
it's
point,
all, especially like all that stuff you just mentioned is all algorithm
no,
targeted stuff.
same with it's
But it's like, but as far
the
as like
local news too.
mass media, I mean, it's covered, but it's not really like covered
But
in any
everyone's
kind of
talking
great
about it. So
length.
who the fuck is who? How is it just targeted to me? Everyone's talking about it.
I just think people there, it's not being talked about as much as a lot of people, some people make it out to be, I guess.
Okay, maybe it's just being talked about more than I care about. And it's like, who fucking cares? We got two fucking wars going on that are they're trying to drag us into it. We got this Iran thing going on.
You know what this is? A remote. Just change the fucking channel.
You
Isn't
took, you know what? This is why, this is why every time you say,
that what
what's going on, Ian? I'm just keeping my fucking mouth shut. I didn't bring it up because I said I wanted the whole fucking world's burning down. I just said I don't
you
fucking
say?
care. I don't care. But you got to tell to bring that up. That's ridiculous. You are an asshole, sir.
I'm just saying, I mean, I am, but
Right.
I'm just saying,
Because
if you
you're
don't
right.
like, if
You're
you don't
right.
like something, you change the channel. Isn't that
Right.
what we always say, like to Republicans when they bitch and complain about, you don't like gay marriage, don't marry gay people.
All right, shut up for 2 fucking seconds.
I don't do that.
Shut up. All I'm saying is that even if I didn't watch it or didn't see it, it's still being talked about. I think people who like Taylor Swift, and it's not, I have nothing against her necessarily, but people who like Taylor Swift play it down, and people who don't like her play it up. And I'm stuck in the middle saying, who the fuck cares? That's all. I don't care. Talk about the game, sure. I will say this. I really, really, really wanted to have the Lions go to the Super Bowl, and then the real competition should have been for the halftime show, a rap battle between Eminem and Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift can rap. Have you seen the video?
No, but it would have been
So
awesome to see them do a rap vet a rap battle.
she did a rap back in like God, what year was that? Probably about 10 years or I mean it's probably more than so it's what 2025 so 2024 so it's probably 12, 13 years ago she did a rap with T-Pain. It was actually pretty fucking funny. But obviously she couldn't rap against a rap battle against Eminem isn't gonna fucking work, but
No, but I thought it'd be fun to watch.
it would have been great if Usher, because Usher's doing the halftime show this year. If Usher would have brought the two of them out on stage, during the halftime show. That'd be kind of cool, but
Right. And
because I'd rather
then they do a rap battle.
I'd rather watch the two of them than Usher, but
Yeah. I'm not going to watch any of it, so it doesn't fucking matter.
whatever, whatever. I'll
So,
watch it. I
to
don't.
me.
I mean, I'll of course root for the Kansas City Chiefs, but
Why?
it has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. I have liked the Chiefs since I was a kid. So since Christian Okoye was a running back in the late 80s, early part of the 90s. So
Okay.
I do find it funny that I was like, I was watching a now that you bring it up, there was like an Instagram reel. And of course this is like a while back. This is like when their dating first kind of broke. People, there was this lady, she was like, oh, look at Taylor Swift is making Travis Kelce famous. I'm like, no, like Travis Kelce was like
At
making
least
him
amongst
popular to
the
more people, but like
yeah.
Travis Kelce has been one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history for a long time now. So,
Yeah, well, like I said, I had never heard of him before all this shit, so
yeah.
I don't watch
The
football.
people who watch football, they're like, of course everyone knows who the fuck Travis Kelce is, but I don't know. It gets blown out of proportion. Like I said, 32 seconds. Yeah, all these people, all these like
You're telling me the
football,
whole fucking season she's been there, that's it, 32 seconds?
yeah. I think the longest, like that was the average, was I think the longest
Because there's a
was
shit
like
ton of fucking pictures, professionally taken pictures, for it to have only been 32 seconds.
yeah. Well, there's because the NFL, like I said, the NFL promotes it because she has a huge fan base. But and I'm sure they have a camera on her the entire fucking game. But seriously, it's 32 seconds is the average amount of time. The longest out of any game, I think, was like 1 minute and 6 seconds. And that was during the I forgot what it was, like a
Well,
huge blowout.
then it's
The
not
game was
32. Wait,
the game
32
was actually fucking
seconds total? Oh,
average per game, 32
average.
seconds average per game. The longest was like 1 minute and 6 seconds. So, and that game was a blowout and was a horrible football game. So
Maybe that's why they showed her so much?
that's why they showed her so much, because there was literally nothing else to fucking talk about. But anyway, I will say that speaking of halftime shows, I for the longest time, I think we've even talked about the Prince halftime show is, I think, one of the greatest halftime shows
I've never seen
in
it.
oh my God, you gotta watch it, because I know you talked about the guitar solo he did at I think it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
Yeah,
celebration.
something to do with George Harrison. They
George
played Love My
Harrison.
Guitar.
Oh my God, yeah, I've seen that video a bunch of times too, and it's like everyone just kind of lets Prince do his own thing during that. I think there are parts of that song he forgot there was even people on stage with him. But no, you're that guitar solo is his guitar playing in that song is incredible. But I think the halftime show he did was unbelievable also. But the funny thing is, I just saw a video within the last week or so, and it was a sound check video of him in 1991. So he just like walks out on stage. And like they're just doing sound check, and he's just like starts singing or whatever. And first off, like, dude, I'd probably pay money just to watch that sound check video. Like, he was absolutely unbelievable. But I started thinking about it. The funny thing is, to be in Prince's backing band, you've got to be a great musician, right? But the funny thing is, like, if you're one of those musicians, like, if you're the guy playing guitar, it's got to be in the back of your head somewhere that Prince is a lot better than I am playing this fucking thing. The people playing drums are probably thinking to themselves, like everyone on stage, Prince is better doing your job than you are. Like, it's cool to just like sit back and watch them do their warm up and all that stuff, though. But I don't know, it's cool. I'd love to see more videos of that out there. That, like I said, it's the only one I've ever seen. So,
Musicians doing their thing. That would be nice.
like, no,
Oh.
like sound check videos,
Yeah, I guess
because.
it's probably not very common for anyone to film the sound checks because it's just
No.
sound check.
Well, a lot of times there's a lot of bands that use that, especially like if you're on a long tour, they'll use that time to like work on new songs or things like that. But
Correct,
I don't
sir.
know.
Correct.
Yeah, I know I am.
Well, I mean, even a broken clock, you know.
Whatever. Whatever. Did you so Apple released, I think it's their first ever theatrically released movie today also.
What movie is
Which is
that?
Argylle.
Oh, I didn't know that was Apple. I do want to see it
Yeah,
though. It
yeah.
looks good.
So now I think it's the first one that they've ever really released in theaters. I'm not sure if it's also available on. I don't think it's only. I don't think it's also available on streaming
No,
either. I think I think it's just a. Oh yeah.
yeah, exclusively into theaters.
Which that's what I said for a long time. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. Like Netflix spends all this money on to make a project, and then they just release it on their service
Well,
instead of.
there was an article that I read about a month ago. I don't remember all the details, but they were talking to the CEO or whatever of Netflix, and he says he understands why people keep asking that question, but he says for right now, the model we're doing seems to be working.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I think at some point, and we talked about just recently that, all these streaming services are running in the red. Even Netflix, had they not raised up their prices last year, probably would have finished the year on the red. So at some point, they either need to, because there's, they're going to raise prices to a point where people are just going to stop subscribing to their service. Theoretically, I guess. Some people will pay for it regardless how much it
Well,
is,
not only
but
that, but they're cracking down on the sharing thing. They found a way around some of the sharing thing, and
yeah.
that helps keep the money coming in a bit more because if you were, using your relative's account and you were in the middle of, the second season of Suits, you're going to want to go back and you can't watch it anymore. Of course, you're going to go, well, I'll get it and finish it. So it's going to boost your revenue.
Yeah, but at some point they're going to have to branch out and do something different. And that's why I thought, having these theatrically released movies, I think is a good way to do that. Just release them for, was it 45 days?
45 days,
Release it for 45 days and then have it on your streaming service.
I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't want to do that just to get that extra revenue, or at least pay for the product.
Yeah. Especially with the price of the budgets they're given these products, projects, hundreds of millions of dollars projects, and then they just drop it on their streaming service and then.
Well, I don't, I mean, there are cases where these. Specifically, Disney always goes, they pay a lot, they pay too much, but Netflix and stuff, they keep their budgets pretty modest for the most part, and that
Well,
helps
I think
too,
they
but
kind of have to because of the amount of projects that they do.
right.
Whereas
But
Disney doesn't do as many projects.
so what's funny is that all the studios are like, how can we get that streaming money without losing money? And the streaming services are, how can we get that theater money without like destroying our own business model?
Yeah.
And because the studios are hurting on the theatrical side, these movies aren't making any money,
Yeah.
at least not what they want them to make. They're not
Well, yeah,
making profits.
like we talked, at the beginning of the season, we did a whole episode about, what went wrong for so many movies last year. And yeah, there was a lot of movies that really kind of bombed, even though, theaters are I think fully back. I mean, there's a couple of movie theaters I drive by pretty regularly that are normally pretty packed. So I think that, 2024 or late 2023, let's say fourth quarter 2023 versus fourth quarter, 2022, I think is a huge difference in the amount of people that are going to movie theaters. So you have an increase foot traffic, but yet so many movies really underperformed last year, in spite of it. And it hurts theaters.
Well, I think the problem is that we had a major long-term strike right after a major long-term pandemic shutdown, and I just don't think any of the studios were able to really catch up.
Yeah. Yeah.
For as a, as it's their fault, it's bad planning, but that's why, like we said in that past video, we're optimistic this year's will be better.
I think it
So
will be.
Argylle looks great. I actually do really want to see it. I mean, it looks like a fun movie.
Yeah, and that's why I think you're going to see more of these. Like, I'm assuming you're going to see more of these concert videos. Because I mean that, I mean I haven't seen the. I don't think the numbers are out yet for fourth quarter for AMC, but I'm sure they're going to have a huge fucking profit. What did we
Well,
say
they were
that we?
exclusive on that, right?
Yes, and they were the distributors on it.
So that's going to have a lot to do with that. That's not going to be indicative of movie theater and
No,
theaters in general.
but I want to see four, I want to see what their numbers are fourth quarter compared to other theaters. Because I mean that movie did what, $250 million?
I guess, but it's
And
you're not going to get that with in general, they shouldn't be looking at that saying, hey, we can do that. You could do that maybe if you have a do it with a Beyonce
well, the Beyonce
or
movie
some.
did what, 50 or 60 billion? It was 50 or 60 million, I
But
mean.
I mean going forward, seeing
Yeah.
that as a business model, they're not going to be able to pull those 50 or 60 million if they've got the right name.
I'm gonna
Like
tell you right now, like
a Green Day could pull that off or something, but
if they did a
theirs are
concert,
not.
I would love to see them do a concert film for the U2 concert at the Sphere. I would definitely fucking pay money to watch that. I mean, I can't pay the money to go to Las Vegas to go to the Sphere to see the show, but I know people that have seen it. There's people we work with that went and saw it there, and it was just
Tell you
it
about
looked,
you. You said U2, the band U2. Okay.
they did a concert. You know what the Sphere is?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the
Yeah,
Sphere.
okay. They did a series of concerts on the Sphere. It looks unbelievable. I'd love to see a concert, because the thing with concert films where it's different than like a film documentary, where film documentary talk, you see it being backstage and things like that. A concert film is just the fucking concert. From multiple angles, but it's still the just what the show is. So that's what the Taylor Swift one was. That's what the Beyonce one was. Like I said, I'd love to see a U2 Sphere one. I think there's other big artists out there. You might not like it, but I'm sure an Ed Sheeran show would do really well also. Which I wouldn't mind seeing Ed Sheeran, but I wouldn't pay a lot of money to see him. But I would pay, $15 to go see it in the theater. I don't know. I think there's other artists out there that they could pull it off with. I mean, I don't think there's ever going to be like a rash. Oh my God, there's one ever coming out every fucking week. I don't think it'll ever be like that.
Well,
I think
and I just don't think that they're gonna be able to.
maybe two, maybe three a year.
I don't see them doing those kind of numbers, though. I mean,
Well, no, they won't do Taylor
even
Swift kind of
e
numbers.
no, I don't even. I mean, I think the vast majority of them probably wouldn't even quite come close to a Beyonce, to the Beyonce numbers.
I think a U2 show would probably do between 20 and 30 million. And if you're AMC and you're the distributor on it, that's a
Yeah,
good
but
fucking profit.
how much does it cost to make those? They can't.
A
They're
couple of
they.
million.
That's it. Just a couple million.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what the budget is on those because I have a feeling it's probably more than that.
Let me see what the Beyonce budget was. Because I think the Taylor Swift one was like 10 million or something like that. But really, I mean, because there shouldn't be a whole lot that goes into it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you
Let's
got to pay
see.
for the equipment, you got to pay for the editing, you got to pay for the sound recording, sound editing.
Well, Ian, you know what the biggest thing is in budgets is fucking CGI and all that bullshit. There's no special effects in a movie concert. I mean, a concert movie. Box office was 44.4 million. I don't see what the budget was on it though. Had a $21 million debut.
That's kind of it didn't,
Oh, yeah, maybe it's around $10 million, I guess, was the budget for it. So it's a little bit more than I thought it would be. But still, if it made, I mean, I really don't know how you get a $10 million budget for that, but I mean, I know the cameras and shit aren't cheap.
Well, they also have to, there has to be some kind of a licensing agreement, especially if it's being distributed through a set that, basically Beyonce's got to get paid to have, because it's going to be promoted in a sense be by her name. It
Yeah.
is her product, but,
Yeah.
so some of that budget would be paying her, we want to film your show. Here's $1 million, that kind
Well,
of a.
I don't think that's how I don't think that's how they were like contractually laid out. I think it was like a split. Like we get 50%, you get 50%.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like a back end deal kind of thing.
Well, that's
And it's not, I'm sure it wasn't 50-50. I'm sure there was, but there was some kind of split there because I want to say AMC got 50% of the profit for the Taylor Swift movie, but I'm not sure what the details were for the Beyonce one. But that's why I said I'm expecting AMC's fourth quarter earnings for last year to be pretty damn big. You know, if you've got a $275 million movie and you get 50% of that as a co-creator and distributor of the movie, I'm just saying, if you're looking for something to help balance out the balance sheets, you know, I think there's worse things you can do than something like that. Because I think there are, like you said, there's no one else is going to pull, you know, 200 million plus. It's not going to happen. You know, like I said, Beyonce's doing, I think it was like 55 or 60 million, something like that, which I think is double what a lot of other people are going to
Well,
do.
you said the US box office was 44.
Yeah, so I think world, I don't know what, let me see if I can see what.
And that would be a limitation to the Taylor Swift thing because I don't think AMC is in other countries.
But as the distributor, they
Oh, they
can,
could distribute to other
yes.
cinemas that they, well, they might own other names too, I guess.
Yeah, because and they were the distributor on the Beyonce movie also. Yeah, I don't see what the worldwide gross was on it, but anyway, I mean, it doesn't really matter. There's like, you know, I think a lot of there are a lot of other bands I think that could pull in, you know, $20 to $30 million. So I mean, if you're talking about a, you know, let's say a 5 to 8, if you can do it for like $5 to $8 million, you know, I think, like I said, you're not gonna, you know, buy new airplanes for the CEOs of the fucking company because with movies like that. But like I said, if you can do a couple of those a year, I think it'll help balance out, you know, especially since you know, that doesn't include all the concessions and things like that that a movie like that is going to sell. But I don't know. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're talking about, it's the first episode of February. So we're supposed to be talking about new releases for the month of February, something we started doing at the very beginning of this podcast way back when. But we kind of look forward to the month. You know, there tends to be quite a few interesting things, I think, over the month. And I will say there's a couple that I've kind of gone back through after we've done the episode. And I'm like, fuck, I forgot to talk about that or forgot to talk about this. But, January we seemed like kind of a down month, but I think February is going to be a good month, I think, for new releases. What do you think?
I haven't looked.
You have not looked.
No, I figured we
That's
pretend that
me giving Ian the thumbs up there. It's so Argyle, definitely Argyle's a movie I want to see. Let's see if I can find some pull up something. Argyle says, what does Argyle say? Argyle is an author who writes espionage novels about a secret agent realizes that she want that what she's writing starts to mirror real world events. That sounds really cool. I think it's got a good cast. Comes out February 2nd, so it actually comes out the day we're recording this. You know, it's a Apple product or Apple project, I should say. It looks really good. Yeah, like you said, I'm interested in seeing that one for sure. There is a TV show that's coming out. I think it's on Netflix. Let me pull it up real quick. It comes out. Oh, it's gonna be, sorry. It's gonna be on Amazon Prime Video. Also releases the day we record this, and that is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I only want to see it because of Donald Glover.
I mean, I love the movie, so that's why I wanted to see how it kind of compares. Because it was what Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in the movie version, which was a good movie.
It's the movie that made him cheat on Jennifer
Oh my God.
Aniston. Well, I mean, you know, the rumors started it while they were making that movie.
Yeah, but I don't think the TV series, I think, is going to be different than what the movie was, right? Because I think the
I mean, I would assume so. I don't know much about it other than Donald Glover's in it. And that's
So,
really the only selling
because the
point for
movie, they're
me.
married to each other, right?
Yes,
I'm
correct.
not 100% sure. I mean, I'm not 100% sure they're married to each other in the TV show. I mean, it is called Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so maybe they are, but
And I would kind of defeat the purpose of calling it that and having that connection if you're not going to at least do that part of it.
Well, because the little blurb on here says two lonely strangers land jobs working for a mysterious spy agency that offers them a glorious life of espionage, wealth, world travels, and a dream brownstone in Manhattan. So that doesn't, because so in the movie they didn't know that they were
each of them were spies.
Correct. Yeah. According to that, though, that doesn't necessarily, it doesn't sound like it's that the same way in the TV show.
Right. It does sound like it's a different concept.
But like Donald Glover's fantastic.
He's the selling point for me. I'll watch it for him. But other than that, I don't really, I'm not, when I heard they were doing it, I was just like, eh, you know.
I was trying to scroll down through here. I'm not sure who else is in this, but, I don't know, Donald, I don't know if you watched the last couple of seasons of Atlanta.
I have not. Not
oh
yet.
My God, man, that show is really fucking good, and I think it's. I don't think it gets nearly the credit that it deserves.
Yeah, I mean, it was really hot. It was really hot when it first came out, but then it just no one talks about it anymore.
I think it was really just it. What hurt that show was there was like a 2 or 3 year gap.
Right.
In between what season two and season three, and season two was kind of weird. Season one was fantastic. Season two was kind of a little weird at times. It was still really good. And then there was that long extended gap between season two and season three. And I think a lot of people just kind of fell off. I mean, I think it still got pretty good ratings, but,
you know. I think people are watching it. I just don't hear the hype about it, you know, like you did when that first season came out. And the first season is the only season I've watched. So, I mean, I guess, that going off of that, I really enjoyed it. So, I don't know, but Donald Glover, he's a selling point for me too. Cause I've liked him so far in almost everything I've seen him in.
Yeah. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I didn't like him in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I think I can only say I've seen him in, Atlanta, Community, Solo.
Oh yeah. I forgot about Community, man. He stole that show.
So I don't know. It's well, to be fair, it was him and Ahmed. The two of them together, you know, really stole the show. But I can't think of anything else I've seen him in though. I know I've seen him in other stuff.
There's a movie coming out called Lisa Frankenstein. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Set in 1989, the film follows an unpopular high schooler. Tell me if you've heard this before. An unpopular high schooler who accidentally reanimates a handsome Victorian corpse during a lightning storm and starts to rebuild him into a man of her dreams using a tanning bed in her garage. I feel like there's a couple
If you want me to tell you if I've heard that before, of course I've heard it. I've lived it. That's my life story.
Whatever. I'm talking like, it sounds like, what was that one 80s movie where the two guys like built
weird science.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, it kind of makes me, it sounds kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
Just from the opposite.
I'll just watch Weird Science because, you know, Kelly LeBrock was hot in that movie.
Yes, yes, she was. Yeah, Lisa Frankenstein, that's an interesting one. Turning Red is being re-released, so that'll make some conservatives mad. Let's see, what's another one coming? There's a couple of these Air Force movies, like, not really, was it Air Force Down, was it, or what are the...
Well, there was Air Force One with Harrison Ford.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of like Olympus Has Fallen and
that's what there's a couple of those movies coming
Black
out
Hawk Down. That might be what you might be thinking of too. I don't know.
Maybe. There's an Air Force One Down coming out this month.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, that's that's what I was gonna say. Was I finally finished watching, so I know you weren't big into What If season one. But I did watch What If season. So What If season one was really good. What If season one like tied into things that were going on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe at the time. And then I watched What If season two. And there was a couple episodes that like didn't make any fucking sense. Like, I don't even know why they did them. It was almost like they were just like throwing shit at the wall and trying to see what would stick. And then like the last, so there's only 9 episodes of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I might spoil some of this for some stuff for people, but like the last three episodes, like right at the very end, they bring in Doctor Strange, and like it doesn't make any sense. Like they end up making Doctor Strange into this like bad guy that
Well,
has to be like.
that was kind of the premise of what's the second Doctor Strange movie? Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Because when he was Reed Richards and Professor X, they're like, you're the bad guy in this scenario because you keep fucking with things.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess I mean that was there, so. But I
I
guess it's better
guess.
than Scarlet Witch being the bad guy because that made no sense to me.
Yeah. But I just didn't like how they kind of tied everything together on What If Season 2.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, I don't recommend watching it. Like,
I haven't watched it yet. Like you said, I wasn't like I like the animation style. It's a neat style to watch. But overall, I thought the stories because it's right in the title. What if? Well, who cares? You know, it's
So
like
season one was tying everything into the multiverse. Like
I get
what?
that, but
So
it
the what if premise was, it's not really what if. It's
right.
showing you the reality in
I
other
get I got that.
timelines.
Yeah, I got that. But my point is it didn't really matter. I totally forgot all about those things and it didn't affect anything that I watched going forward.
Yeah. I mean,
So
there were references in some of the MCU movies about stuff that happened in What If season one, but it wasn't, you're right. It didn't, not knowing it didn't really impact
right.
the viewability of those movies. And I think even less of season two. You know,
Right.
like I said, there's a couple of good episodes, but then there's like the Avengers in 1602. Like, what the fuck is the point of that? Like, I don't know. It was just weird. It didn't make sense. And yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't recommend watching it to anyone out there that hasn't watched it yet and was planning on it. But
I probably won't watch it.
yeah, like I said, you don't need to. There is, you got Madam Web coming out on February 14th, which, like I said before, I'm not the biggest fan of the Sony Spider-Verse movies. I mean, I did like the two animated show movies. What was it? Across the Spider-Verse and Into the Spider-Verse. Those are two fantastic movies. I really enjoyed those, but I'm not a fan of the Venom movies. I think there's another Venom movie coming out this year also.
And Morbius is technically a
Oh, that's
spider,
true. Yeah.
and
So
that you know I think that's gonna be considered amongst the worst of the comic book movies, and
yeah.
that's you know including things like Steel, you know.
And then you got Madame Web, so a mutant who specializes in predicting the future, starring Dakota Johnson, who I'm not sure if you've seen her or anything. She's not the best. She's not the best actress. I will say that Sydney Sweeney's in this movie, so that's the only like thing that makes me want to watch this movie, but I'll probably watch it eventually. I'm definitely not gonna see it in theaters.
No, I
But
don't. It just doesn't. I don't know. I'm not excited there. I don't think there's any movies coming out in theater that I'm too super excited about this month, other than maybe Argyle, and even that I probably won't see.
what about
But
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2? Have you seen the first one?
no. I don't need to. I can tolerate. In fact, I would even go as far as to say I enjoy some pretty cheesy horror movies.
Yeah.
But that's going a bit too far for me.
I have not seen the first one. I've heard the first one doesn't have that bad of reviews.
No, it's I mean it's gonna be one of those cult classic movies, I think, you know,
Yeah.
up there with like Prom Night and you know,
I like
really
those
cheap.
movies.
Cheesy movies
I
that,
like some of them cheesy
yeah, I
slasher
mean,
horror movies.
well, me too. I mean, that's my bread and butter, really. That's what I gravitate
I mean, I'm a
towards.
Friday the 13th fan. I like Jason
Exactly.
10, so like
Also known as Jason X.
yes, you don't get much like cheesier than that, I don't think. Jason in Space.
Leprechaun in Space.
I was actually just thinking about that as I said that. So yeah, Leprechaun in Space. That was not a good movie.
No. Actually, I've never been a fan of any of the Leprechaun movies, even the first
Really?
one.
I like the first two. The first two were pretty. Wasn't God, what
Jennifer
was,
Aniston was in the
yeah,
first
Jennifer
one.
Aniston. Yeah, she was the first one.
So, go ahead.
I was gonna say, well, I was gonna kind of move on to a different movie. Is there something else you had to say about
Yeah,
that?
no.
February 14th, there is one movie coming out that I've been looking forward to for months and months and months, and
Is
I
it the
will
Bob Marley movie?
absolutely go and see it in the movie theater. Yes, it is Bob Marley One Love. Absolutely 100%. I will go see this movie. I'm a huge Bob Marley fan, have been for a long time. He's a really interesting story. I'm interested to see how they go about it. Hopefully it's more true to history and not like Bohemian Rhapsody, kind of crazy out there.
Which is
Because
still a
if
good
you
movie.
look, which is still a good movie, I still really enjoy that movie. But if you like look at like history versus Hollywood, there's a big gap between the two. But Bob Marley, you know, there was an assassination attempt on his life. He had to flee the country. There's lots of other stuff that's gone on with him, you know, during his life. There was the whole, you know, the family was convinced there. I don't know if they still do, but at one point in time, they thought that the government was trying to poison Bob. And like I said, he lived this really fascinating life, coming up from like poverty, like we have never known, you know. The worst of worst poverty, rising up to become this, you know, huge iconic, new musician, you know, and still was still true to his roots. You know, he still lived in Jamaica. He was still, tied to a lot of the stuff that happened in Jamaica. And like I said, I think they could go a bunch of different ways with that movie. And as someone who is, you know, I'm not like a Bob Marley expert, but I think I'm pretty well versed in Bob's life. I'm interested to see how they go about with that movie and really what they even focus on. You know, they might be, you know, he had a lot of stuff with his family also. So I don't know if it's like, if it's going to be tied more so to his family or to his music life or what the story is going to be.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, actually, you know, re according to this little blurb about it, the movie, so it says, reggae legend Bob Marley flees to London from Jamaica after an attempt is made on his life in 1977. So apparently it's from 1977
Until he
on
dies.
until he dies, I'm assuming. But, which
Yeah.
I think was a really interesting part in a period in his career. Musically, he was very different. His music got kind of dark. You know, at times, you know, he took a very different route than is like the normal reggae that he was known for. But you know, I don't know.
Well,
It's a
we'll have
mo
to wait and see the movie.
it's definitely one I've been looking forward to since it was first announced. Speaking of movies, real quick.
Isn't that what we've been doing?
So a couple, I don't remember, it was within the last couple of episodes, we talked about how Indiana Jones was part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, right?
Well, you had brought that up, and I said it was not, but yes.
Yes. I saw a video within the last couple of days talking about how Star Wars and Indiana Jones are part of the same universe also. I don't know if you know, if you've heard this
Well, if you're
conspiracy at
talking
all.
about, well, no, I mean, there's always these little in jokes. So, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, there's like in that one play, there's hieroglyphs with C-3PO and R2-D2 in Temple of Doom. The nightclub that starts the movie out is called Obi-Wan's. I forgot what Last Crusade had, but it had something too. I don't remember, but
So you've got the idol that's in Solo. The idol is behind Han Solo in one of the episodes, in one of the scenes. You've got Club Obi-Wan. C-3PO and R2-D2, like you said, are etched in this in the side of that one scene. So the whole theory is that the Indiana Jones series doesn't really exist. The Indiana Jones, I don't know, this might sound out there, is Han Solo's dream while he is frozen in carbonite. I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting. It, there's another. There's also. I think it says 3PO. I think is one of the letters on the plane in one of the scenes in one of the Indiana Jones movies. Also, I think is what the other one was. But there's like multiple clues throughout both series. I don't know. I've saw
There's also a Millennium Falcon in the scene in Star Trek First Contact where they're fighting the Borg. There's a Millennium Falcon in there, and in the first two J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies, there because he has to have scenes with explosions and stuff because he doesn't have
Yeah.
any, real content.
Because that's what he does.
Where people are flying, being blown out of the ship, and it happens in both films. You see an R2-D2 fly through the scene as well. There's a theory out there that E.T., because there are E.T.s in the Phantom Menace,
Yes.
and that when E.T. sees the Yoda person, the person dressed up as Yoda in the movie E.T., he's remembering because he does this like, oh, so he knows who Yoda is. So that basically means that E.T. being in our world exists in the same universe as Star Wars. I don't know. It's just, I think people have too much time on their hands.
Of course, people have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought the whole Han Solo dreaming and he's Indiana Jones was, I thought that was kind of interesting. But I
Yeah, but
mean,
he'd be dreaming about
I
stuff that he would
obviously,
have no knowledge of.
I know it's not
Like,
true and I know it's not real
I
and I know it's not what it
yeah.
really is, but I just thought it was really interesting theory that someone had about it.
I've already turned this episode off.
You're terrible.
I do have one that I'm looking forward to. That's something
What's
I'm looking
that?
for. The Bad Batch season 3. Star Wars Bad Batch.
When does that come out?
The 16th, I think. Or the 15th. Something like that. The first three
What?
episodes are dropping on Disney Plus on, I think it's the 16th.
What's the whole premise behind?
So the Bad Batch, it was a spin-off of the Clone Wars. They're clones that were modified to be different than the other clones, not just with their skills, but even slightly like physically different, but they were still drawn from the same group. But because they were so different, they were considered like defectives because they were like the Bad Batch. Well, when Order 66 happened, it didn't affect them the same way. And by time it did start to affect them, they had the chips removed. So they're
Yeah.
still good guys. But it's kind of their journey. They found when they went back after the war, after Order 66, the Jedi are gone, they run into another clone who is Omega, and it's a female clone. So she's like technically, so she'd be Boba Fett's sister in a sense. Because she was modified to to a much greater extent to be a completely different person, but there's something special about her. But they left because they were the Bad Batch, and they saw what the Empire was doing. They didn't want to be a part of it. They left, and she went with them. And now they're all after her. It's hard to explain much more than that. There's a lot more to it than that, but
Yeah.
it's not a bad show. It's the final season. It's the 3-season thing. I'm just interested to see how they end it. It's a good
Yeah.
show. The animation's fantastic. It's the Clone Wars plus because they've been able to improve the technology over the years. Looks really good. The storytelling's good.
When does that come out?
Think the 16th.
Okay. There is the Avatar series is premieres this month on Netflix also.
The last Avatar, The
The
Last
Last
Airbender.
Airbender, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
Which,
curious. I never really got into it, and I only watched the movie once, but I heard the movie was a travesty, and I don't remember
yeah.
enjoying it all that much either.
What?
The movie,
Avatar?
Last Airbender,
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I
yeah.
was never a big fan of really any of the Avatar stuff.
I never watched it other than I watched the movie, but
Yeah.
I didn't have the point of reference that everyone had, so I mean it was at least watchable for me. But based on what I've heard, it is a travesty of a. An adaptation. So.
You also, there's another series coming out. This looks like it's going to be on AMC, which I think is all the other stuff is too. Like, how many different series does The Walking Dead have? Like,
A lot.
the Ones Who Live is the new one. I don't know if this is
Is it the one with Rick Grimes back?
I'm not sure who is in it. Pollyanna McIntosh is in it.
Andrew Lincoln, that's
Yes.
okay. That's his
Yeah.
spinoff. Okay. So you had The Walking Dead, you had Fear the Walking Dead, you have the spinoff for Dick Daryl Dixon, you have the spinoff with Negan, and now this spinoff. But Andrew Lincoln, the Rick Grimes character, and the Dixon one are the two that go back to the
So
beginning.
you got The
And
Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead,
yes.
World Beyond, The
Oh,
Walking Dead, World Beyond.
I missed that one.
You got Tales of the Walking Dead.
I did miss that one too. I never
You got
knew.
The Walking Dead, Dead City.
Is that the one, Daryl Dixon?
No, because then you got The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon.
Okay.
You
No, Dead
got
City's the one with Negan, I think.
okay. Then you
Yeah.
got The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, is that's the new series that's coming up.
Yeah. That's seven.
Yes. And apparently there's a couple of different web series also. Like that's a lot of like stuff to milk out of a series. Like I don't know if I've ever seen another series have that many fucking spinoffs like that.
No, and it doesn't obviously have the same draw in terms of audience that it used to have, but apparently people are still watching it.
I guess
So,
so.
and this is Andrew Lincoln's like grand return to The Walking Dead after leaving in like season 9 or 10 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. To be honest, I don't even know if I watched the full first season of it.
I watched the first season and 2 episodes of the second season. It's one of those shows, like, if I'm watching it, it's kind of like, it's literally like Game of Thrones too. If I can bring myself to start watching it again, I can breeze through a good, 6, 7, 8 episodes
Yeah.
in a sitting. But then once I stop, I don't want to watch it again for a while, and that's kind of what happened.
We had it on, like, so I was in the secondary waiting room, I don't know, the last
That's a
week or
bad
two.
show to have on in a hospital, I
Yeah,
think.
it was on. I don't know. I didn't turn it on. It just happened to be on. And so I sat there and watched, like, one of the episodes. I remember, like, sitting there, like, as I'm watching this, I'm like, I don't know. It seems kind of like weird, like, overly dramatic. And then, like, there's a scene where they're, like, walking through the woods and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe if I, it'd be different if it was like happening around me. But like, if there's like all these fucking like zombies everywhere, I'm not gonna go for a casual stroll in the woods. Seems like a dumb thing to do. But like, these two ladies are like just walking through the woods and like stroll down to the stream and they're like stand next to the stream talking about some like lost romance or some bullshit like that.
Well, there's a scene like
And then there's
that.
like six zombies that come out of the woods and they gotta kill
Oh,
them
okay.
all. Like,
Yeah,
what?
that's not the scene.
This
There's a scene
fucking
that's similar
weird.
to that. I don't know what episode it is. It's in a later season that I've actually watched, but I've seen the scene. And one of the main characters got bit, and the other main character went with them, walked out into the woods to take care of them before they turned.
Yeah.
But it was very idyllic, like that, the way you described it. Like, they're kind of in the woods, there's like a
Yeah.
meadow. I'm like, when you're saying that, I'm like, well, you didn't see the rest of the scene then, because it kind of ends with,
Yeah.
but apparently it was a different scene, because I don't think the
Nah.
zombies came out in that one, but
It's just weird. I don't know. And there's like one scene where they're like people are walking around in like armor. And I was like, now that makes sense. Like if there's zombies around that can bite you and turn you into a zombie, I'm 100% wearing some fucking armor.
Right. Yeah, it does make more sense. But you could still get, if enough of them get on top of you, they're gonna pull that armor off
Yeah,
and
they'll
kill
pull the
you.
armor
So
off. Yeah,
it's not like a surefire way.
they're not like the World War Z zombies that run super fast.
No, that's why I was able to even watch it, because if they weren't like the Romero zombies, I can't. To me, it
Yeah.
makes no fucking sense. I know we're crossing the line of credulity there, but it's like, if it's a reanimated corpse, it should not be running faster than me, period.
Yeah.
I know it's scarier when they do, but it should not be doing it. And what makes them scary is the fact that, as which was Romero's point in general, was that if everyone had just been able to communicate with each other and work together,
They would
none
have
of them would have
survived.
died. Yeah, none of them would
Yeah.
have died. And that's what The Walking Dead is. It's showing how society would break down to a point
Yeah.
where, some people will get along and other people won't, and
Yeah.
basically take us back to our baser instincts. So.
That's the one thing that, like, what was it, Dawn of the Dead? The way
The
those
remake.
zom the yeah the remake the way those zombies run, it's I mean it's more frightening
It
in that
is. It
way.
is. Right. I agree.
But
I agree with
I mean,
that, but it's
obviously we're not talking about reality here, but if there were zombies, if zombies were a real thing, they wouldn't be able to
they
run.
correct. No, but that being said, the running zombie thing does work for like a movie like 28 Days Later, because
Yeah.
it's not, they're not dead. They're
They're not dead.
a
They're it's
virus,
a
like a,
virus, but
yeah, like a rabies kind of virus kind of thing. So
I think they're like I said, there's some good stuff coming out in the month of February. Obviously, the big movies aren't gonna be till later in this year, but I think
right.
there's definitely some good
Well,
stuff coming out.
March
But
has a couple things coming out, but
yeah.
we'll get to that in
We'll get to
March.
that. But any questions or comments, you can email us at entnowpod@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. If you're watching this on YouTube, give us the thumbs up. Drop a comment, all that YouTube-y kind of crap. Anything else to add, Ian?
No.
No? All right, man.
Who
Well,
cares about Taylor Swift?
I do. Well,
I
until next
know.
time,
Talk to y'all later.
peace.
Playing my role, let me tell you about it. This shit right here, man, I'm bout about it. Only real niggas reside around me. Yo, lady, drop a guard around me. Dip like I know you can, bitch. Show me the ropes like we in the ring. Got you two cobras, you wanna hang. Shoulder to shoulder, the niggas basic. You know I won't lie. You know that I ain't for that fuck shit. You niggas aight, but I'm way better and she love it. Know that y'all sick as fuck. Here go this tissue, bruh. We taking a dub, hoping you get you some. This hit like a pick-me-up. She taking my drugs. Know they see the sign. That's some dollar sign. Know they sick as fuck. Know they sick as fuck. Tell them get well soon. Tell them get well soon. Know you sick as fuck. Get well soon. Oh shit. Watch out, you the god, Billy Ocean. Right now, and I'm smiling in your face, bitch. With a gold smile, you should probably make placement. To your eye, niggas sick as fuck. Standing with niggas. Who died for that party? Who died for some bitches who showing their bodies? Swear to God, nigga, this Molly got me up and rolling. Need bodies of water. Bring that shit in bottles. We mosh at the party. They hate when we styling.